Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
And we are back. Hour number two, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver Hine, Cam Stewart in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here today, as we've got a little bit more football to do. Davis Maddock joins us this hour as well for the lion's share. We'll get some baseball picks from him. The sun is now shining beautifully out there at Olympia Fields, just outside of Chicago. They had a rough weather morning. A lot of storms push things back a couple of hours, but it's looking great. I didn't realize, Cam, and we have Cam Stewart with us, of course. I did not realize, I was just given kind of the update on the board last segment, that Matsuyama doubled that ninth hole to move himself back. So he is now two under, as you say. Still two back, and Cameron Young is at three under, and Rory's in the mix as well. Rahm birdied the first hole, Cam, so that's very nice start for us there with John Rahm.
Know what? And my other pick so far, when I see Victor Hovland 2-under through two, gives me a little smile to my face. That's the problem with Uncle Vic. He's got to, like, come out of the gate hot. Last couple tournaments, Carver, he used to be a great first-round leader bet, and I came back to him like a little sprinkle, and then he just really started having problems, and then he makes these late charges on the weekend when he's too far back. A lot of guys do that in golf, but great start. As we said, we rocked Rahm hard. Triple units on Johnny Rahm. Let's get it done this week, Carver. I need money. College football's around the corner. NFL, got debts to pay. My girlfriend's birthday's coming up, too, and she probably wants jewelry. So I need winners.
The triple dog diamond three-unit John Rahm play for this week at the BMW Championship. Let me put the bow on the Raiders stuff, Cam. We heard from Crosby there at the end of last hour. Devontae Adams was hurt, but he's now ready to roll after his injury last week. Here's the Raiders by the numbers. Make the playoffs 4-1. Their win total 6.5. They got an AFC at 40-1, Super Bowl at 80-1. I think the Raiders could be okay. I think what hurts them is that everybody in the AFC is just so good. Like that's the problem that I have. I think they could actually win games if Jimmy G's healthy. I fully believe Jacobs is going to show up the first week. He just missed training camp. He's going to sign that franchise tender the first week, and he's going to show up and play. I don't believe that he's going to miss games. And Adams is healthy. They got guys who can play on D like Crosby. But the rest of the division is hard. The rest of the conference is hard. I still think I might try that over 6.5, though, Cam. I might go. I think they can get to 7 wins.
Carver, it's exactly the same situation as Washington with me. 6 or 7, what's it going to be? They're going to be lingering around their number, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Jimmy Garoppolo, and you know this guy's injury prone. He's up and down. He'll make bad decisions. And I'll tell you something. Got to love the Irish, Carver. That's why you're getting it done, my boy. Mr. O'Connell from Purdue, you better watch out, Jimmy G. I know it's just the preseason, but this guy played against Big Ten defenses. He looks great, and I'm telling you, in that bowl game against Tennessee, was money in the bank. This guy, the minute Jimmy G goes nuts and stumbles, O'Connell's going to be waiting there. I think the Raiders got a steal in the draft.
Aiden O'Connell, that's right, played very well. He'll have some more opportunities this week for the Raiders, that's for sure. Week 2 of the NFL preseason does actually start tonight. Cam, we have ourselves a game, a standalone Thursday night extravaganza here in Philadelphia between the Browns and the Eagles. Eagles right now, that has now gone to -4 for the Eagles. The total is at 35.5, minus 190 on the money line, plus 155 for Cleveland. Before I get your thoughts, Cam, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver Hyde, Cam Stewart, SiriusXM 159, Sports Byline. Great to have everybody with us. So now minus 4 for the Birds here, Cam, tonight in Philly.
What do you think, buddy? I was thinking about taking a shot with Cleveland money line in this game. The line keeps on going up. The question I have, I'll definitely take the 4. What do you think about that total?
I only bet unders in the preseason. That's it. If I had to get involved, I only, and last week I gave the stat to Joe and Scott this week. I think it was 11-5-1 to the over so far in the preseason. That ain't going to stay that way. That it's just not. I feel like the unders are going to come, and they'll probably start to flow in this week. Everybody's gassed up after all the overs last week. The unders will start to go under 35.5 for me, Cam, Browns and Eagles.
I agree. I see some 36s out there. It was didn't it open 37, Carver? 37.5. So
yeah.
People have been betting it down. But I'm going to take my shot with Cleveland. Wish I could tease it. I'd go Cleveland plus 11 under 42.5. That seems like a lock. But, yeah, I'll take the Browns and I'll take the under, buddy.
Stefanski has been very good against the number in the preseason. I believe it is 3-0-1. There it is right there for Stefanski. 3-0-1 against the spread as a dog in the preseason. And Sirianni's actually flipped, Cam, as a favorite in the preseason. He's 3-0-3-1, I should say, as a favorite. So if you're looking to bet the number, there's a couple of trends for you with the head coaches.
I like it. And the thing is, Philadelphia's got Jalen Hurts and everything. They're kind of like just going to go through the motions. Cleveland's got a lot of backup guys that, you know, are going to get some pub. I just think it's a good spot for Cleveland tonight. I'm surprised the line actually went up.
Minus 4 for the Birds. Let's go. Just get me to the real thing, man. Just get me to the real thing. 4 weeks, I believe it is. 4 weeks from tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just about there between the Chiefs and the Lions, Cam. The opening Thursday night game. Bro, coast to coast on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here. All right, Cam, I was doing the math in my head. It's 3 weeks from tonight where we get the opening of the NFL season, the Lions and the Chiefs in Kansas City. I have a lot of week one stuff for you. I don't know how much you've glanced.
I bet that game.
Oh, wait, this is what I like to hear, Cam. So you're already involved a little bit. So let me give you some numbers so far for week one, which is 3 weeks away. The most bet games, Chiefs, Lions, Bengals, Browns, and 49ers, Steelers. The most bet teams with the tickets, Chiefs minus 6.5, Lions plus 6.5. So everybody loves that opening night game, Cam. That is getting a lot of juice on both sides. And then the Bengals minus 1. Which is very tricky. I'd be careful there. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then the most bet teams with the money, Lions, Eagles, and Chiefs. That Browns game, now they say Burrow's going to play. To be quite honest with you, Cam, even if he does play, I think it's still a good spot for the Browns at home. The Bengals started slow last year. They lost that game to the Steelers in week one. Burrow's going to miss all the camp again. I think the Browns at home, that's a nice spot for them in the first game.
Couldn't agree with you more, Carver. It's one of those things. I think Cincinnati's going to come out of the gate slow. I think they got to protect Joe Burrow. As for Cleveland, if Stefanski doesn't screw it up, it's a simple combination. This is what I don't understand. They're like, let's have Baker Mayfield throw the ball 40 times. Hey, numbnuts, you got Nick Chubb. Like, run to set up the pass. Some of the play calling by the Browns was brutal. Deshaun Watson can still move. They got some decent receivers now. I'm with you. Give me the Browns, buddy. We're reading each other's mail.
Yeah, we're reading each other's mail, as we usually do. Now, clearly the Chiefs and the Lions is getting a lot of play. It's the opening night game. It opened at 7 It is now 6.5. 40% of the bets, 55% of the money on the Lions. The total was 53.5. That's up to 54.5. I think that's a little high, Cam. I don't think you're going to get some 38-35 game on that opening Thursday night game. And the Chiefs open money line -300, now -275, 54% of the money on the Chiefs. So since you told me you already are involved in this game, please let me know. What is it that you have already in the Lions?
I got the Lions when it opened up. I'll tell you something there, Carver. It was over. I think it was 7.5. Was it 7 or 7?
Yeah.
And I know I got over the big number. I'm on the Lions week one. You know me and dogs. I really think they're going to come out and play a very strong game. I think Kansas City maybe wins by like 3 or 4, but I think the Lions can cover in this spot. I'm not going to take the money line. I'm just going to take the inflated points. And I believe in Detroit. I know they're a really hyped team and that kind of bothers me, but I think they could do enough. And that young defense too, Mahomes, I just like Detroit. I don't know what it is, Carver. It's kind of personal. I'm not a Chiefs guy. Like, that team is just... I don't know what it is. Something about the Chiefs. You being a Bills fan, I think you feel the same way. When I was a kid, the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye in Kansas City, used to beat the hell out of the Seahawks, and I haven't got over it since a child. So I'm not a Chiefs guy. Go Lions.
I'm not a Chiefs guy either, but I also hate losing bets to them.
So
that
do I.
I don't like doing, and I've done a lot of that over the last 5 or 6 years as well. I've lost a lot of bets going after the Chiefs. Yeah. I like it a lot better at 7. I don't really like it as much at 6.5. 6.5 is dangerous to me, Cam.
It is.
It just is with how this game could go. But on the total, I think it's
under.
I think it's too heavy. I'm on the under. I think people are going to hammer that over that night. It's the first night. Everybody wants football. Everybody wants points. Everybody wants this high-scoring game. I don't see it. I think that number is way too heavy. For wasn't it the same thing last year? They had that Bill Ram game in the mid-50s, and it didn't get there. So I like the under now, especially with it up to 54.5.
So I've taken both dogs. We like Cleveland. I'm taking Detroit. What was that line in the Steelers game?
The Steelers up to the 2nd. I will give it to you right now because that's had some movement to it, too.
They're getting
Steelers
3?
Plus 3, yes.
Steelers money
Steelers
line.
Steelers getting 3.
Money line.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that's a good spot for touchdown, Kenny. Plus 130 right now to get the Steelers on the money line. Grabbing the 3 at home. That's one of my favorites,
Carver,
too, Cam.
I'm going to grab it right on the break. I got some bets to make.
Not going to wait. Not going to wait for those first round leader bets to come in. Going to get right involved here and see if we can make something happen. The most public teams in week one, this is 60% or more of the bets. 85% on the Bills, -1.5, which kind of stuns me a little bit considering all the jet love that we get. Everyone's on the Titans getting 3, 79% on the Jags, -3.5. The Bears getting love at -2.5. Bengals are up there. I love seeing that, Cam, seeing the Bengals. And 68% on the Steelers. At +3 also. So I'm kind of surprised. The Bears, -2.5 against Green Bay. I'm going to tell you,
Packers I like the Bears. I like the Bears.
You like the Bears, huh?
Yeah, I do. But likes the Bears. That's just me. But I'm telling you, those two bets that you gave me, I'm going to make, like, when we do the gold, silver, bronze stuff on other shows, I think Pittsburgh's going to make the minerals. And I'm going to tell you Cleveland's going to make the minerals, too. I just need one more.
I hate seeing the Bills up there at 85%.
So do I.
I hate seeing that. That bothers me.
I'm surprised the Seahawks, like, people are on the Rams. I thought Seattle, like, anything under 7, like, Seattle's good. The thing is, I think they might murder the Rams. I know it's a divisional game. I think the Rams suck. Like, I don't believe in that team at all.
They play weird games, Cam. Like, you know this being a Seahawk game. Like, when one team's good and the other sucks, like, they're –
It
seems like in the two games they play, you know, the bad team wins one of them. They always split. It's a very weird rivalry when those two get together. And I think people are seeing that number with over 3, and Stafford's back, and if Kupp's healthy, and they have all their regular guys, they're kind of seeing that, and that's why they're drifting there. Overs and unders right now. Let me give you the most. Here we go right here. Most bet overs and the most bet unders. Chiefs, Lions, of course, we said it already, 54.5. Dolphins, Chargers at the 50.5. I'm not so sure about that one going over either, Cam. And the Jets and the Bills, I'm not sure about that one going over either. All three of those ones on the most bet over. And then the under, Packers, Bears, Cardinals, Commanders. God, what a game that's going to be at 38.5.
I like the
and
over there.
Niners, Steelers.
Cardinals, like Commanders? Pick six, fumble. It's just going to be points off ineptness. That's the thing. I actually kind of like these unders to go over. And I think the Packers, Bears game could turn. Sometimes it'll either be like 10-9 or it's going to be like 31-28. It's going to be nuts.
I'm with you. I like the over two in the Packer Bear game. I would go with the unders on the most bet overs, and I'd go with the overs on the most bet unders. I think that that's kind of where we need to live with those. I think the Niners-Steeler game could be over.
I agree.
40.5. Even though we like the Steelers, I think that they're going to be a much better offense this year. Year two with Pickett and Pickens and these other guys, I think that they're going to score more points. That's for sure. So there you go, Cam. Little week one update for you. There are a few games, I guess, that we didn't see on any of those boards. Like, I didn't see any Cowboys Giants up there. I didn't see Eagles Patriots on any of those most bet. That's people staying away. Bucks and Vikings. Also, I like the Ravens -9.5 too against Houston week one. That's kind of, I've had that one kind of circled. I think that's a tough ask for for CJ Stroud in his first game to go to Baltimore and beat Lamar healthy with all those weapons. Yeah. That 9.5 for the Ravens sticks out to
dangerous
me.
Number though, Carver. You might I don't want to bring out the T word week one, but that's got teaser written all over, or maybe a money line parlay with a couple other friends, because I don't like laying 9.5.
It does. Yeah, that's a tricky number indeed. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver Hyde Cam in for Scotty. We'll come back. Lion share time with Davis Maddock on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The brighter the lights, the bigger the stakes. Hunt or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. BetMGM has you set up tomorrow because it's no-run first inning Fridays. That's right, Nerfy Fridays. What do you got to do? Opt in to your BetMGM Sportsbook account, opt into the promotion, place a no-run first inning bet on any MLB game. Just bet no on the will there be a run in the first inning market. If your bet loses but only one run is scored during the first inning, you will receive a bonus bet back, equaling your stake up to $50. Bonus bet will be reflected once the wager is settled. It is available, of course, only on Fridays. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions of this program promotion before participating. No run first inning Fridays. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. And of course, every day we bring in our man Davis Maddock, Fantasy Sports Today, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. East, and every day on Coast to Coast. Davis, how are you, buddy? There's a lot going on. There's not as much baseball tonight. So you got four picks for tonight. I'm going to get to all of that. Two quick things before we get there. One, me and Cam were just talking about week one NFL. We're getting excited. It's 3 weeks away. Everybody's ready to go. Give me the Davis Maddock right now, number one game that you've already circled for week number one, that you have eyed it. The schedule's been out for months. The numbers have been out for months. It's been sitting there, and you're just ready to go and jump on it. What is it, Davis?
Well, I do think we actually are going to have a good first game. Like, a lot of the time, the first game kind of sucks. Last year, it was awful. The Rams came out and they just looked super flat. But I think that one's going to be good. I think that I mean, look, I'm hoping the Lions are able to score enough points to keep that one pretty interesting. I think that Miami and Los Angeles, though, that's got to be the marquee game on Sunday. So that's one of the Sunday afternoon games, the 3:25 games. We got Tua. We got Herbert. These fan bases don't like each other because, you know, the Dolphins fans think Tua is better. The Chargers fans think Herbert is better. I mean, look, we got new acquisitions on both team, right? We get to see a little bit of Devin Achane, get to see a little bit of Quentin Johnson. That's probably the one I'm most excited for on Sunday.
Not only that, even in the coaching ranks, like, you got a new OC in Moore that's supposed to unlock Herbert, and you have a new defensive coordinator in Miami, in Fangio, who's supposed to be this great defensive guru. So that's an interesting first game for both of those units as well. I'm with you. That's going to be a very intriguing matchup in week one. Second, how are you doing so far in the golf here as we have the first round going? Of course, you know, guys like Sahith Tagala and Matthew Fitzpatrick, who haven't played good for months, have showed up and played well in the first round at Olympia Fields.
Well, I've got Tagala, so that one feels pretty good. The other thing is, you know, I feel so free every week with the golf, because guess what? I don't get to lose money on Justin Thomas anymore. Justin Thomas is not playing. He's not eligible. He is outside. I think I bet Justin Thomas outright this year 15 times. Didn't even snip a win, Carver. I mean, really, at no point was he all that close. And every week he'd get deeper. I mean, it'd be, Justin Thomas 30-1. Oh my gosh, Justin Thomas 40-1. Justin Thomas 60-1 to win a major championship. And I can't even believe it. It kind of reminds me, I mean, obviously Justin Thomas was better than this, but you know how Fowler just had that like 3-year period where he couldn't sniff a win, and you'd open it up and you'd be like, Ricky Fowler, 115-1, and you wouldn't even think twice about it. I mean, if I see Justin Thomas at 115-1, I'm probably going to hit up Scotty for a loan, because I'm going to have to back up the Brinks truck on that. But it's been brutal with JT this year.
Brutal. And I think I was going through the numbers last night. I guess this is the 31st event since the Tournament of Champions that first week in January. I think it's event 30 or 31 this week at the BMW. I'm probably with you for 10 to 15 of those Justin Thomas outright win bets. I'm probably in for about 10 to 15 of them. And now we wait and see if he'll be on the Ryder Cup. So that's your next chance to bet on Justin Thomas, Dave.
Oh my! I can't even imagine. He's gonna be plus 180 dog to Ian Poulter, and he's gonna lose. Yeah, I don't even know why you just reminded me of that. He's gonna get boat
Sepp Straka
race.
And JT. Sepp Straka is gonna face him on Sunday, and he's gonna
man.
Beat him. Yes, very possible.
I'm sick.
That
it's gonna
happen.
Be terrible.
To the baseball, one thing from last night. What a win for the Cubs. Talk about needing it badly. Like, they haven't played well against bad teams. It's weird. They took 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays. They took 2 out of 3 from the Braves the weekend before that. They lose to the Mets. They're losing to the White Sox. They've got this string coming up starting tomorrow of Royals, Tigers, Pirates, like games they have to win. What a huge homer for Morel last night to get the Cubbies that victory.
Massive for them. And that was that was a Wrigley wind game. So if you've never been to Wrigley Field, if you've never seen this, that you'll be going through the games. You'll be like, wait, why is the total 11.5 at Wrigley? Like, do we have 2 AA pitchers on the mound? And it's because there's this very unique thing. I mean, Chicago, the Windy City, right? There's basically just a jet stream. And I've seen some crazy day game stuff happen where Wrigley wind games. Like, you know, just lazy pop flies, keep carrying. Over the fence. I kind of thought we might see a little bit of an explosion from the Cubs last night. It ends up not happening. Smiley actually pitched pretty well in that spot. So Christopher Morel hits the home run. I want to say it was Christopher Morel. Did he used to be a Pirate? I want to say that's one of the cast-off from Scotty's Pirates, delivering a big win there for the Cubs. They did need it, though, because they are chasing the Brewers, and they're actually getting pretty close to the Brewers now, because the Brewers are playing this series against the Dodgers. I mean, spoiler alert, I'm on the Brewers tonight, but I mean, they could end this week being in a nice little spot if the Brewers keep getting beat up by the Dodgers.
Wins by the Cubs and the Reds last night both got them both to 2.5 back of the Brewers. The Brewers, of course, lost those first two games out in LA. And it is now 2.5, 2 in the loss for the Cubs, 3 in the loss for the Reds. And like I told you, Cubs schedule the rest of the month of August. Very winnable games against really bad teams, and that finishes with a series against the Brewers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Royals, Tigers, Pirates. Yeah. Royals, Tigers, Pirates upcoming.
into Brewers. So that is a very important stretch for the Cubs. You're going to know on September 1st if the Cubs are actually in this or not. All right, let's get to tonight. You mentioned that you are on the Brewers. The Dodgers have won 10 in a row. They've beaten them the last couple nights. But you say, not tonight, Davis. I'm going to the Brew Crew and Corbin Burns.
I am. I mean, it's just sort of like one very simplistic analysis here. You know, this is why they pay me the big bucks. Corbin Burns, way better pitcher than Lance Lynn. I mean, you and I actually were both kind of surprised that Lance Lynn was even the guy who got moved. We sort of thought it would maybe be, we thought maybe it would be Cease or one of the other guys. Like, kind of surprising that anyone wanted to buy on Lynn. And to be fair, I mean, this is what happens. The Dodgers trade for someone. First start against Oakland, he's a little shaky. Mows down the Padres. Mows down the Rockies. He's already brought his ERA down by a full run since being a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Just kind of feels like what they do. But Corbin Burns, just a way better pitcher, which is not to say that I think that, I actually like the under in this game as well. The under on 8 or 8.5, depending on what you can get it at. I think either is fine. But I think we'll just see Burns. I think Burns, I'm calling it, 7 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts. He's just gonna mow him down tonight.
They could use it tonight, that's for sure. Next, we will go to San Diego, where we have the Diamondbacks and the Padres, opener of a big 4-gamer. Scotty will be there Saturday night with all the soft serve ice cream between these two. But tonight, we have Zach Gallen going against Rich Hill and Christian Walker, red hot for the D-backs right now, Davis, and you're going to ride them.
I am going to ride them. I mean, this price, like, it seems insane to me because at some point, the market has just got to, I figured there would be an equilibrium point where the market started to treat the San Diego Padres like they are not that good of a baseball team. It has not happened. I mean, to be fair, they still have a lot of great players. You know, Tatis suiting up every night, Soto, Machado, Bogarts, Ha-Seong Kim is actually having a really good year. But for whatever reason, part of it is the bullpen has not been nearly as good for them. The starters outside of Snell and Waka, I can't believe this Waka run. I mean, he's killing me. I just keep betting against him, and I just keep getting shoved on. But Zach Gallen, I mean, NL Cy Young-ish level of talent. I mean, he's not going to win it this year because Schrader and Snell are playing so well. And Rich Hill, I mean, come on, enough. Enough of the Rich Hill. I can't. When you watch Rich Hill pitch, I just can't believe he gets away with it. I really can't.
We'll do the last two together here since we got a minute left. I'm sure that this is exactly what Fox signed up for their Thursday night national package. Mets and Cardinals or Tigers and Guardians to the whole country tonight. On Big Fox, we have an over and an under, Davis.
Yep, Cards, Mets, over. I mean, just two total gas cans out there. Jose Quintana, Adam Wainwright sporting that 8.78 ERA. I don't believe in Quintana at all. I think his swan song is coming soon. And then the Tigers and the Guardians, the exact opposite. I mean, these are just two teams that can't hit. And I like to buy on Tarik Skubal. I think he is pretty good. And Xavier Curry has looked really strong in his 4 starts already. So feeling pretty good about both of those numbers.
Love the over in St. Louis. I've got Goldschmidt for a tater tonight. He destroys Jose Quintana. So hopefully he can continue to do that when he sees him tonight. Davis, I think I'll see you Monday. No Friday for Davis. I'll see you Monday. There he is, Davis Maddock, the lion's share. Brought to you by BetMGM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here today. All right, Cam, a couple of things going on before we get to the baseball. There is some live games happening. Mariners now lead the Royals 5-4. Julio Rodriguez doing it all today. He had an RBI single in the second. He had an RBI double in the sixth. And then he had a three-run homer in the eighth to give the Mariners a 5-4 lead. Quick math by me says that that is he's driven in all five runs today. So great job by Julio Rodriguez. We'll see if they can close that out. Another crazy games all week between those two. In Washington, Tristan Casas has hit a homer for the Red Sox. They lead 1-0 in that one. As far as the golf goes, Cam, here we go. Typical Rory, going to ruin everything for us. He's now tied for the lead, 4-under with Fitzpatrick and Tagala. Harmon, Cameron Young, and now Corey Connors, Cam.
Yes, that's
who we
need.
Here comes Corey Connors.
Come on,
Corey. 3-under through 8. Now that's a guy who we can get going here. He's got a lot of holes left, and he's one back. Let's get the Corey Connors juice flowing this afternoon, Cam. I like it.
Oh, buddy, we're both on Corey Connors first round. Rory, get out of my life. Can you believe this guy, too? The problem with Rory is, Carver, it's an instant birdie or eagle on the par fives if he actually, like, drives the ball, not OB.
Yeah.
Like, he even hit one in the bunker. It was a joke. He's so deep down there. Put it on there. Get up and down, birdie. I prefer, like, Rory, if there's a course with multiple par fives, he's almost like an instant bet now. Like, this guy's out of control. Like, he goes so deep with his driver. But you know what, Corey, let's do it. Play it nice and smooth, Corey. If he can hit a couple putts, maybe we'll be there, Carver. We really need this one. I don't want to beg, but I have to. Come on,
yeah,
Connors.
Yeah, well, lots of holes left. We can get him across the finish line. Meanwhile, Kitayama just letting us down. Over through 10 for Kitayama.
That's 100-1.
And only because I wanted to look and see. Like, I wanted to look and see where he was, and I happen to see he's tied for last with Sam Burns. Like, what happened to that guy, Cam? Remember when he mattered? Like, I can't believe he's even in this event. I know he's here. He won the match play, which is why he's got enough points probably to be here. But man, I mean, he was awful last week. Even with a hole in one, he was awful last week. And now here he is again, 3-over through 9, playing miserably. Sam Burns, I don't want to see him in Rome for the Ryder Cup in a couple weeks, Cam. I know that.
Good call, Carver. And you know what? They had a big talk about this today, and nobody's talking about it. I'm sorry. Sam Burns was great or whatever. You can't leave Lucas Glover off this team. They're all like, maybe if he does well or whatever. No, if you look at current form, and the thing about Glover is he's just one of those guys. Like, he's just so calm, and he can match up and play with anybody. I know it sounds crazy, Carver, but back-to-back wins. Let's just say this. If he does well in the final two events and Sam Burns does nothing, I think we have decisions to make here, friend. Like, I know that's not a popular take, but he's hotter.
I think there's a group of a few guys right now for these for maybe one spot or two. Obviously, people still pushing for Justin Thomas, and it sounds like Zach Johnson's very open to still putting Justin Thomas on, despite the bad year that he had going off of past performance. I think there's a few guys that if they won this week or next week could really vault themselves, being Keegan Bradley is one of those guys. You know, there's guys that are kind of right there on the cusp of that top 10 or 11 in terms of points that if they won one of these events, they might push themselves in. And I think Keegan's one of those guys as well, Cam.
I agree.
Along Keegan Bradley's too.
Yeah, it's one of the – so what's the deal with the DeChambeau and, like what's going to happen?
I don't think there's any chance that DeChambeau's going to be on it. And I personally would consider him. I don't think that they're even considering him. I think that they're going to be forced to take Koepka, I guess, because he's in the points, right?
He's the only live guy, right?
He's the only live guy in the top six for points for the automatic qualifier.
Correct.
So they're going to have to take him unless two guys win the next 2 weeks to jump him, because he's not gaining any points. So if, let's say Bradley, who I keep bringing up, let's say Bradley wins and maybe Glover wins again. That might be enough points for those two guys to go over him, and then he's not going to be in an auto spot, and then people are going to get mad because Brooks should be on a team, Cam. Let's be fair.
I agree.
He won a major this year. The guy's been great. And I think Bryson's played better than some of these guys. But they're not going to give him they're not going to give him the juice. He's won a bunch of live events, and he played well in all the majors.
Yeah.
That's more than some of these jokers could say. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he's played better this than Tony Finau. He's played better this year than Sam Burns. He's played better than all of these guys, but I don't think he's even a consideration.
Carver, you bring up so many good points, and that's the thing. These guys made, in my opinion, like, that's a life decision. They wanted to take the bags. They wanted to go over there, but they said they're going to have these guys on the team, so it shouldn't really matter. And Bryson DeChambeau closed out a tournament with what? What did he shoot again? Was that 50?
58. At a 58.
Who shoots a 58? Like, that was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice shot with him. Look at that. He even got a little Ryder Cup in here this afternoon on Coast to Coast. Let's get to the baseball now, Cam. Big win at Wrigley for the Cubbies last night. Down again to the White Sox. They get a little rally going in the ninth. Two on for Christopher Morel on Marquee.
The kick and pitch. In the air. Right field. That one back. Gone. Walk it off. And Morel is the hero here tonight as he sprints around the bases. Oh, my. What a moment for Christopher Morel.
We were just talking about this, me and Davis, Cam. That's a massive win for the Cubs. They're now 2.5 back of the Brewers in the NL Central, and they have a schedule for the rest of August, starting tomorrow, with the Royals, the Tigers, and the Pirates. Those are the next three series that they're going to play. They need to beat up on those teams, and they haven't been good against the bad teams. They've been good against the good teams, haven't played well against the bad teams. They need to change that over the next 2 weeks, and then by September 1st, they might find themselves right where they want to be, on top of the NL Central.
No Stroman. Who's going to step up in the rotation?
No, no
bring up a young,
either.
Are they going to bring up a young kid, like one of their prospects? Yeah. They're going to have to do something because you're too close, right? They got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers can be caught, too, so we'll see what happens. But
I don't think the Brewers are that great. In fact, they lost again last night in Los Angeles to the Dodgers, 7-1. Dodgers have won 10 in a row. Chris Taylor going yard on Sportsnet LA.
It's worth millions and millions of dollars now.
Here's a high drive, deep left center field. Weimer to the track for the win. It's gone! Chris Taylor goes deep. Dodgers lead 7-1.
Dodgers now running away and hiding. Cam, I guess would be the best way to say it. This is their typical, early to mid-August. It's like they kind of just turn around and look behind them and go, all right, nobody's there. We're just going to run away and hide. And they're doing it again.
You know what the funny thing is, too, Carver? We talked about it with Morenci because he has that wins over with the Dodgers. I know Fangraphs and these things, I think they said 93 or whatever. This thing's legit. These guys are they can win like 19 out of 21 and stuff and go on and add. They're on a heater now. They can actually hit that wins total. It looked like it was dead a while ago. They actually got a chance.
It did. But they have just been beating teams up, and now they get themselves right where they want to be, and it's them and the Braves again in the National League. Like, I just don't think any of these other teams are on par with them. Could the Phillies beat one of them? Yeah, just like last year. I think the Phillies probably could. But at the end of the day, they are the two best teams, head and shoulders. Padres beat the Orioles 5-2. Padres are another team. Great against they had a stat last night. Great, like the five or six best teams in baseball, the Padres have a winning record against, Cam. Everybody else, they're awful. Awful against everybody else in the league. And that's why the Padres are where they are. They take 2 out of 3. From Baltimore. Angels took a game from the Rangers in Arlington. Ohtani in the first on Bally Sports West. It was all the Angels would need.
There's a high fly ball, left center field, struck pretty well. Tavares back at the wall, it is gone. Shohei Ohtani has reached number 42, and the hair flies around the bases with Shohei as he gives the Angels a 1-0 lead.
Your boy hit it so hard, Cam, that his helmet flew off when he hit that homer. Your boy Ohtani.
You ever know it? He never gets cheated, Carver. Ohtani's home runs are deep to the center of the park. There's no little stupid Yankee Stadium home runs. This guy hit, when he nails them, they're nutted, like the way Rory hits a driver. Like, they are, bam, right down the middle and crushed.
I agree. Nobody ever says that he hits a cheap one. That's for sure. Reed Detmers had a no-hitter into the eighth in that game as well. That got busted up by Marcus Semien with a double, but the Rangers could not push across any other runs. So 2-0, Angels actually win a game. The Braves sweep the Yankees as the Yankees continue to just absolutely crumble. All they needed last night was this Eddie Rosario homer on Bally Sports South.
Is Eddie Rosario. And Eddie to left center. Pretty well struck. So well struck that it is gone. Eddie Money has left the building, and it's 2-0 Atlanta.
The Braves just continue to roll. 78-42 are the Braves now, and they've got a run differential of plus 208. That's crazy at this point
crazy.
In the season. How much they just mash. Go ahead, Cam. Before I bash the Yankees, go ahead. Give me a
no, no. I'd like to join you as the Prime Minister and the President. You know what? You could put the Blue Jays on that damn list too. I'm so sick and tired of this team. They go sweep and then they lose and then and can you just put it together? Like I'm so like Carver. They should be a wicked baseball team. They got a wicked bullpen. They got Slayer. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I don't care if he won the home run contest. That guy's defense reeks, and he hits into more double plays than anybody. This team can't get a rally going. They're driving me nuts, too, no. Like your Yankees.
Yeah, they're awful. I think we have enough time to laugh. I know this Boone clip is a little long, but I think I have enough time for it. Hey, let's get a good laugh again. Our daily Adam Boone laugh. Here we go.
You've said for a while that you believe you have the guys in that lineup to get the job done. Do you still have faith in that?
Got to.
Got it. We got four of the season left, and we got to keep working to try and figure it out.
Where's that faith come from at this point?
We got to do it. It's what we do. I've told you I'm 50 years old. I've been in this game my whole life, and you doesn't always go the way you scripted or hope, and you got to
sure
keep fighting, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Do you think this team still has fight in them?
Yeah.
What are you seeing from them that makes you believe that?
The commitment every day to the work and
to
getting ready to go. Look, when you don't hit and you have games where you don't score any, it has that look of being flat. That's just the nature of it. I don't think that's the case. I think these guys have a lot of pride in what they do.
They're showing it.
And the game is still littered with examples of teams going on unlikely runs, and I know we've put ourselves in a position to not give anyone that confidence, but we got to continue to work and fight and compete to do that.
That's
no, it's over, Aaron. It's over. We've littered with teams that have gone on big runs.
He
won't be one
down.
Of those guys, one of those teams that's going to do that. Haven't been below 500 this late since 95. Thanks,
son. Coast to coast. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Frel Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Yes, a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is time for this day in Carver High history. Here we go. 1957, Richie Ashburn fouls and hits fan Alice Roth twice in the same game. First time he broke her nose, then hitting her while she is on the stretcher. What? How did this make the list? 66, Willie Mays takes over second place on the all-time home run list. He's now sixth. 69, Ray Floyd wins the first of his four career majors when he wins the PGA Championship over our good friend Gary Player, lost to Ray Floyd that year. 1973, Willie Mays hits his 660th and final career homer. 80, George Brett goes 4-for-4 to raise his average to 401. He didn't finish the deal, though. 84, Pete Rose returns to the Reds as a player manager and gets two hits. His reign as manager of the Reds also did not end very well for Pete Rose. 87, Muhammad Ali is elected to Ring Magazine's Boxing Hall of Fame. 92, Dodgers pitcher Kevin Gross throws a no-hitter. 97, Davis Love III wins his only major. He beat Justin Leonard at the PGA Championship. 2003, Sean Michel. Who? Remember this guy, Cam? Wins
the
PGA
Heartbreak Kid, Sean McKeel.
Yes, Mikhail, 2008. Rafa Nadal wins the tennis gold medal at Beijing. I think we have that. Here we go.
Side out. And there it is. A familiar sight. He wins the gold.
Wow, that was exhilarating. 2008, Phelps got his eighth gold of the Beijing Games. 2016, the Americans sweep the 100-meter women's hurdles. Brianna Rollins came in ahead, the first time U.S. swept medals in the Olympics. Get me through with the Olympics and the I've already done a PJ. Can we get to the football ones? Let's go. We're 3 weeks away. Enough of the Olympics this day in sports history, Cam. Come on. I need the Olympics. I mean, I need the football. We'll be back. Another hour to go.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.